I could buy.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
like
I could build my Sims house in real life. So today's episode is on coronavirus conspiracies because, well, coronavirus is the whole reason why this podcast started.
That's true.
So we might as well, you know, give it some attention and dedicate the whole episode to
And also we love
theories.
Conspiracies, so that's a
little
plus.
Shane Dawson.
Yeah, oh
I'm
my god.
Sorry, but like, you know, I'm on the verge of becoming like a YouTuber because of Shane Dawson. But yeah, so we have a couple of conspiracies for you. Please take everything lightheartedly.
Oh like, yeah. I mean, I believe them. I'm just going to put this out there. I don't think a man eating a bat caused a global apocalypse. But everyone their own. Like, you can believe whatever you want to believe.
Yeah.
As long as you don't hurt anyone. So this is just some things mostly Tsutsi, like, found out. So thank you for that. She did a lot of research, and so we're going to present them to you, and we'll see how you find them.
But for real, like, it's just shit we found online. Like,
yeah.
We're not saying everything's 100%. We're not saying it's wrong. We're not saying it's right. It's just what we found. Like, calm the fuck down. We don't want to get clocked. So,
yeah.
Like, enjoy. And
yeah, I'm going to start.
You don't,
with the first one,
then
right?
You've already given us the view, so you can just leave.
She's just really sick.
I'm so mean. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, start us off with the first one.
Okay, I'm gonna start. Probably you heard of this. It's the Wuhan.
It's actually
400.
The most famous one, I think.
Yeah, it's the most important. The most famous. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay. English, not my native language, still saying that. So if I make mistakes, I'm really sorry, but...
Wait, I just thought of something.
What?
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has mistakes.
Can you shut up and let me talk?
Sorry.
Okay, back to business. Back to business.
Business.
Back to the good stuff. Okay, so there was a book by Dean... Kunz, how do you say his name?
Bitch, I don't know, you're German.
Oh, he's German?
I don't know, but his last name sounds German.
No, no, like Dean Kunz is for sure an American. Like, Dean is not a German name.
It sounds like a name from Big Bang Theory.
Okay, never mind. Dean Kunz, this guy wrote a book called The Eyes of Darkness in 1981. That's pretty early. Wow. Basically, like, to give you some background, the plot is based around a mother who attempts to find out what happened to her son after he mysteriously disappeared on a camping trip. And it turns out that the boy is held in China, more specifically in Wuhan. It's about the site of a deadly virus outbreak. So, in this book, the virus is a man-made weapon. Like a bioweapon.
I guess it was made. I mean, I don't think that was the purpose of like it being made in the book. Again, this book is actually fiction, so calm your
fucking
tits. But if you apply it to nowadays, the only reason why I guess the virus would have been man-made is to
climate
like
change,
stop pollution,
yeah, for sure,
slow down climate change also.
And
like,
I mean,
it's
already happening, right? Like when you look at you showed me like some cards maps, sorry, like pollution thingies going down.
Pollution levels are going down, so they're trying to kind of, because you can't stop climate change, you can slow it down.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, overpopulation, who would you kill first? The elderly people, because they're expensive to take care of. No offense, but that's just the way it is. So
no offense,
they don't really
do
anything than sit around. So people are going to come for us after
this. People think I'm a psychopath.
Yeah.
No, if this, like, gets more than 20 views,
oh my god, I really hope not. People are going to be like, oh my god, heartless bitches. We love everyone, okay? This is just...
Yeah, we're actually nice, usually.
I'm gonna continue. So in the book, like the first release, the virus was called Gorky. Such a weird name.
It's Russian.
Yeah. Which, Do you know what it stands for?
Well, yeah, so I was reading about it, and it was basically, like, that the first publication in 1981, that it was called, instead of Wuhan 400, Gorky 400, which is a Russian, like, and it said online that it's a Russian name.
Okay.
It kind of sounds Russian, I'm not gonna lie. But, so first there was a Russian name, and then the yeah. second publication in 1989, called it Wuhan. They changed it to
Which,
Wuhan.
Can we just talk about, like, this is the city where the virus came from, and it's the same, like, what the fuck? Like, that's so crazy. Wuhan 400 in the book has other equally important advantages over, like, most biological agents. So, basically, once you're affected, no one lives, like, longer than a day. So basically, like, in this book, the virus has, like, a 100% killing rate, which, I mean, it's not doing that right now. So
the kill rate right now is, like, 2 or 3%. I'm not sure, but it's way less than 100. So
yeah, it's like, it's pretty low. And as long as it, like, do you, because I thought about this, what happens if it, like, mutates and, like, suddenly it becomes, like, really deadly?
Well, there's already two different, like, it already mutated, so now there's two versions of coronavirus.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I was reading it somewhere. Do not quote me, though. I might be wrong. But
yeah, that's crazy.
I saw it somewhere. I don't know if it's correct. But
it would be interesting.
Yeah, if it does mutate, then,
we're fine.
I'm gonna go to Mars.
I'm gonna call Elon Musk and be like, you wanna start this colonization thing now? Because, like, it's a good time.
Do you want to, like, sponsor me and my best friend and shoot us off to space?
Because we don't mind. We'll go.
We love you.
I read a book about
you're
Elon
actually
Musk.
Obsessed with
I him, love so. Elon Musk. Okay, but that's another topic for another day. Let's stay on this. I mean, I'm already, like, almost finished. Okay, guys, I'm gonna read you the like things, like, exactly how they were written in the book, so you, like, know. I mean, probably you already seen this, but
okay, hold up. I just want to say thank you to Aaron, because he showed me this. If you're listening to this, which you should be, because if you're not, shame on you. But thank you for showing me this, because otherwise I wouldn't even be interested in these theories.
Very nice. Oh yeah, I've just seen it over Instagram, so, like, I already know this. So I'm gonna read it now. The first excerpt is, like, in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes, and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived. Attack again 10 years later and then disappear completely. I swear to God, if it comes back, like, if it goes away and comes back, I will...
No. I better be filthy rich by then so I can hide in a bunker.
Yeah, all these celebrities being like, oh, self-isolate.
Yeah, like bitch, you have a pool.
Like, it's not really hard. Like, I'm doing my best. I haven't seen more than one person, so, like, it's fine. But still, it's really hard. Like,
no, even if I would, like, even without Corona, if I had a house like that, I would leave. And also, like, when it said that, like, the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, bitch, that gave me hope, but Corona ain't leaving anytime soon, and no. I'm honestly pissed about it.
Yeah, I think it's gonna stay around for a couple of months, which I don't know if I'm prepared for that, but we'll see.
Mentally, I'm not.
I mean, we're slowly going insane.
One of the theories, apart from the book, is that Corona is man-made in a lab. Which I don't believe, because, like, it existed in animals before it affected us. But the reasoning behind the theory is that it's a product created in a lab, rather it being a byproduct of, like, nature and natural processes. And that the reason for that is, as I mentioned before, is that one of the biggest labs for virus research is located in Wuhan, which fucking, like...
Yeah.
Oh my god. So, like, the theory is that basically it leaked by accident, or it was released on purpose for.
Oh, you know, they, like, maybe. Can I maybe, like, they just took the animal virus and, like,
mutated it.
Yeah, mutated it to, like, be.
Oh, damn. Damn, girl.
Yeah.
Your own conspiracy.
That's my own fucking conspiracy. Like, they just took it from the animals. Like, it's easier to just take an existing one that, like, that's no one knows about because it's, like, affecting animals. So who cares about it?
Basically, it has a different effect on us than it does on animals. Yeah. And it was a part of nature before it affected us. And the only reason why it's more dangerous for humans is because our DNA is different.
Yeah, and I'm my theory is that they just took this and made this to fight
they just wanna pollution. Kill us.
And yeah, honestly, yes, guys. Like, this is like a thing I've heard, and I like thought about this like my own theory. But you all remember the World War III thing, right? Like, North Korea and USA
that
were like
2020 sucks.
And basically, like a few days before Christmas, or like after, I don't know, Christmas, North Korea apparently said that we'll receive a Christmas present.
Not you, the US.
Yeah, the US. Or like the world, I guess. But like, we'll receive a Christmas. Of course not me. What the fuck?
Well, I don't know. You say it and we like it's me and you, bitch. What did we ever do to North Korea?
Because people know.
Except this podcast.
North Korea didn't fucking tell us you'll get a Christmas present.
Bitch, I would accept my Christmas present in the form of Alexander McQueen shoes, not a virus.
Okay, I think everyone here knows I'm not talking about us. I'm talking, like, about the U.S., basically. So, after they said that, like 5 days after that, the first coronavirus like
case,
information case, I guess, was like came out, where we all made fun of it and we're like, oh yeah, never mind, you know. but yeah, this is like maybe North Korea did this to us, and there's like no one knows what's going on in North Korea anyways, so like, yeah, this is
North Korea, because, like, has some explaining to do.
Yeah, but this is like a very, I still like, I think it's more likely for the Chinese government to like have done this with like the permission of other governments, you know. They were like, all, how do we fight this overpopulation, climate change, yeah, without like being the dickheads and killing people.
Oh, damn. she went in.
And then they were like, how about a virus that only kills old people? And they were all like, sure, go ahead, China, do your thing.
Yo, I'm like really moving in my chair, and if you can hear the squeaking, I'm going to kill myself, like, in the audio. Wait, while I edit this.
I think it's gonna be fine, to be honest. Like, this is already, the audio is already better, so
that's true.
Okay, so
yeah. I not all of these I found online, some of them I heard about, so I don't know to what extent they're accurate. Mm-hmm. But they're very interesting and they kind of make sense. So the theory first is kind of the first one that I'm going to talk about. It kind of ties to the whole idea of having a secret government that controls what goes on in the world, that controls all of the other governments. So something of a higher power, and that basically they created this so they can control us, mankind, through curfews and police control. I mean, if you notice right now, most of the countries have curfews. They can't go out. Everything's controlled by police. Even here right now, they're enforcing stricter and stricter curfews.
Yeah, the Dutch people are really chill about it.
Bro, Dutchies don't care. Dutchies are like, Netherlands, build in unity. Bruh.
Yeah, they're not doing, like, a lot, so.
I'm just waiting for the health minister to get the fucking virus and be like, irony, bitch. So yeah, the theory is like,
that was harsh.
I'm salty, okay?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the theory is basically that they did this to control us, and I mean, when you look at it, like, the book 1984, everything is like controlled by police there, and Big Brother's always watching you, like,
yeah.
Bro, it's starting to look a lot like 1984, and I've been talking about this with my friends, and it's like creeping me the fuck out, because I remember reading the book and watching the movie in class. Like, bro, I'm not ready for this. Like, I'm not ready for a 1984.
But we'll finally get to have our, like, dystopian love stories, right?
Bitch, what love story? I'm lonely.
Like in Divergent or
fuck Divergent, bro.
The Hunger Games.
You maybe. You know. Me, no.
But like, maybe this will, like, the world will, like, go, you know,
where am I like gonna meet dystopia. Someone? The dog on the street, the walker, the old man walking the dog.
But I mean, people are gonna go out eventually. Like, people are just gonna be like, okay, fuck it, I'm not gonna sit in my room for 3 months. I'll just get the virus.
You're gonna go out and get arrested and pay a fine.
Yeah, but like, if everyone goes out, they can't arrest the whole of humanity.
Watch them do it. Like, literally, watch them do it.
Yeah, imagine, but... we'll just go into, like, a huge prison, like...
Oh my god, that's iconic. You can throw parties there. House party!
House party.
A sub-theory of that, though, that I, like, learned mm-hmm. about is that... So, the virus mainly affects people with, like, previous illnesses or chronic illnesses, especially, like, smokers or anyone that's had problems with their respiratory, like, tract. And... Tract or tract? Whatever, doesn't matter. You know what I mean.
Yeah, people like, will understand.
You understand. Like, why do I even bother? But, so, it either kills people like that or it kills older people. And the theory is that the people that control pension funds actually benefit from this greatly because the more older people die, they don't have to pay off their pension and they can just take that money for themselves, which is really fucked up.
Damn.
But, like, when you think about it, like, the rich just want to get richer. So...
Yeah. It's always like that.
You know, like greedy ass motherfuckers. Mm. What, a mansion isn't enough, bitch?
Okay, let's just like put a disclaimer. Everything we say
should not be taken joke. Seriously.
Yeah, like please do not. Our humor is very dark.
That's stupid.
Well, yeah, it's just silly. Like most of the things we say, like if we joke, you shouldn't take it seriously. Like,
yeah, please don't. Because I know some people who do.
Take it way too seriously. Like, bro.
So, because we all know The Simpsons, this wouldn't be complete without them.
I was gonna sing a song. Because I don't know why. Like The Simpsons.
They predict. What song?
The Simpsons one.
I don't remember how it goes.
It's fine. I don't either. I'm a bit stupid. I like thought of the catch the pigeon, catch the pigeon. Do you know that cartoon?
Yeah.
Or kill the pigeon, or what is it? I forgot.
I don't know. Okay, so basically we know that this show predicted several major events, one of them being 9/11 and another one being Trump announcing his presidency. And so soon after this virus outbreak happened, there were some allegations of the show predicting the pandemic, like they came up, you know, like always. And then there was like a Facebook post that appeared and it showed like stills from a 1993 episode of the show, with like where like both Homer Simpson and the principal Skinner are sick. And there's like another image, where there's like a piece of paper with the words coronavirus and
coronavirus. Cardi B saying coronavirus.
Yeah, of course. I have that in my every time I hear this, like coronavirus in my head, it's just coronavirus.
In my head, it's Cardi B saying coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, basically, it turned out that this was altered. Like, it didn't say coronavirus, but there was like another episode called Osaka Flu.
No, I think it's the same one.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from that episode. Basically, there was this, Photoshop and shit.
Basically, it didn't say, like, coronavirus, but apocalypse meow, which, like, still, you know, like, it predicted. But, like, at the same time, like, so many people predict viruses.
Like, I don't think they predicted it. I mean, they might have been like, yeah, you'll get a flu, but, like, there's always flus.
Yeah.
And it is kind of apocalyptic. Like, bro, it's kind of scary seeing the streets empty, not hearing cars. Oh,
Amsterdam is, like, completely empty. Like, it's so scary.
Like, damn square without tourists.
Yeah. Like, I low-key want to go into the city and just, like, see what it looks like without tourists.
This is the perfect time to take pictures at damn square.
Right?
Like.
Okay, I might do
Instagram,
that tomorrow.
Be like,
and the weather has been so good here. Like, I don't understand. Like, it was it rained so much. The weather was shit. And as soon as everyone left, and you're not allowed to leave the house.
Fucking annoying. You know what? Go.
I mean, we're still allowed to leave the house.
Go take pictures at them and caption it: "Corona ain't got nothing on me." Or like, I'd like to see Corona try.
Okay, basically, I don't really believe this Simpson theory. I think, like, because, like, so many people predict viruses. Like, there's been so many films about viruses. That's like, true. It's something everyone thinks about. And it's very likely to happen, which brings us to our Bill Gates. Bill Gates.
My homie.
What I aspire to be. but will never be. I mean, Bill Gates is like, that's setting the standards really high. Like, if you aspire to Bill Gates, you know how much money he has? Girl, like,
too bad he doesn't have a son. Honestly, he only has a daughter. Right? And I'm really not lesbian, so I'm not going for that.
No, but, like, still, Bill Gates is like, I don't even, who needs that much money? Like, honestly, I know.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, basically, Bill Gates said, like, a couple of years ago, that he will make, make a foundation and will fund research for, like, virus cures in general, because he claimed that the biggest challenge for humanity is gonna be, like, a global pandemic, because countries are not prepared for it, like, for the effects that are gonna happen. And, I mean, we can all see... that he's basically right. Italy, because all the countries don't know what the fuck to do. And so yeah, is this a coincidence? We don't know, but Bill Gates, but like, he's a smart man. So like
if okay, there was also like, I read something with like vaccines and the government just not wanting to release it, but that being in the US or something.
You know what the US did? Just like one thing, like in Germany, because I'm German, just FYI. But in Germany there was like a research center, I guess, and they were working on a vaccine, and Trump tried to buy the scientists to come to America and give them the vaccine. Yeah, he was doing
that to Chinese scientists as well.
Like, what the fuck? Like, he just, like, wants it for himself. He's like, they're in Germany doing their thing. Like, I want them to be in Germany because I'm going to get it sooner, basically.
Sooner or later.
But, like, he just wanted to buy them off. Like, come here. I don't know if they did it. Do you think they did it? Actually, like, I want to know.
What? Who?
Like, if the scientists went there, were like, yeah, sure, we'll come.
Bruh.
I don't think so either.
The only reason I'd go to see Trump is to slap his motherfucking face.
These were, like, all the conspiracies. I hope, we hope you liked them.
But also, please take the precautions. Like, yeah, we joke about it. Like, it's interesting to talk about conspiracies, but, like, the sooner we, like...
Please self-isolate.
It's gonna be over. So
stay
like,
at home.
Don't be a little bitch.
Yeah, stay at home.
And if we make some TikToks, that helps me, bitch. I don't know.
Try to get TikTok famous.
We're on the road to fame.
Make a podcast.
Yeah, no, actually don't. That's
this
our
is what
thing.
We're
Fuck
doing.
You.
Yeah, that's our thing. Fuck
make
you.
A YouTube channel. Fuck off.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess this was our episode.
Thank you for listening. This one will...
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm sorry, but, like, it's a bit longer. The next few episodes are also going to be, like, conspiracy connected, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We want to keep this conspiracy thing going because we love conspiracies, and I know so many that, like, yeah.
I mean, it's
but
not gonna
also,
be a
like,
conspiracy podcast, but we're gonna have some of it in because we just love it, and obviously, we'll talk about other stuff. But, like,
and also, one thing because, like, our podcast is available on iTunes now, too. Like, iTunes,
give
Spotify,
us money.
Anchor, like, so much. And on iTunes, you can comment, right?
Can you?
Yeah, as far as I know. You can comment and review. So if you have anything to say to us, or, like, you can do that through Instagram.
Yeah, either DM us
or,
like...
on iTunes.
Because at the end of the day, like, we're making this for ourselves. But also, like, if you're listening,
and our friends,
like, be entertained. So, like, let us know, you know. Don't be a piece of shit.
You're bored. Yeah. Okay, so
bye. Well, thank you for listening.